Assalamu alaikum, welcome to the 5-Minute Fix, your go-to for practical tips, spiritual guidance, and valuable insights that will help you build stronger, more meaningful connections real fast. All right, let me ask you a straight question. Have you ever said to yourself, I've changed my diet, I'm trying to get healthier, I've made dua, so why do I feel stuck? Tired, foggy, heavy, spiritually disconnected. You're doing things differently, but nothing seems to be changing. And deep down, it starts to make you question whether healing is even possible for you. But here's the hard truth that many people just don't want to hear. You might be doing many things right, but you're still ignoring the ones that actually matter the most. Today, we're talking about the missing link. Chemical-laden foods, spiritual disobedience, and the jinn that block healing when we're not fully aligned with Allah. A lot of people think healing is just about praying more or eating clean. But let me be clear, if your clean food still includes processed meat, chemically coated fruits, hormone-injected chicken, and water from a plastic bottle left in the sun, you're still slowly poisoning yourself. Healing isn't just about what you stop doing, it's about what you allow into your body day after day without thinking. You want better digestion, clearer skin, better focus? Start with what's on your plate. Start with what's in your shopping basket. Start with what your kids are drinking. If you're still feeding yourself and your family with foods made by companies that don't care if it kills you slowly, how can you expect full shifa to reach you? Let's go even deeper. Vaccines, additives, artificial sweeteners, plastics, tap water, and pharmaceuticals, they all affect your gut, your hormones, your immune system, and most people never detox from them. You say you're doing everything you can to feel better, but are you really? Are you drinking filtered, chemical-free water or mineral water? Are you reading ingredient labels or just assuming something is safe because it's organic or from a fancy shop? Are you questioning what's injected or absorbed into your system without your full understanding? Because what's been building up inside your body for 5, 10, 15 years can't be undone with a few salads and a walk in the park. This is why the feeling of I'm doing everything but nothing is working is so common. It's because most people are fighting a war with the wrong weapons. And here's the part most people don't want to hear. You are not just a body. You are not just hormones. You are not just food and vitamins. You are a soul. And you are vulnerable to the unseen. There are jinn that attach to specific organs. Jinn that are commanded through sihr. Jinn that feed off your emotional instability, your unresolved trauma, your sins. You can fast, eat clean, sleep 8 hours, but if you're spiritually compromised, healing is not going to work. Your heart might be dry, your energy drained, your organs disrupted, and until you confront this unseen realm, you're only addressing a fraction of the problem. This is why Ruqya is not optional. It's foundational. And I don't just mean playing Ruqya audio for 15 minutes a day. I mean a deeper process of purification, tawbah, and realignment with the Quran and Sunnah. You can do the hijama, you can drink the zamzam, you can take the black seed oil, you can do all of that and still feel stuck because you're ignoring one thing, obedience to Allah. Shifa is a mercy, and disobedience puts a wall between you and that mercy. Some of you are chasing healing while living in riba, exposing your aura, gossiping, watching haram, refusing to pray on time, and wondering why your heart feels empty and your body won't recover. This isn't punishment. It's a reminder. You don't need healing. You need realignment. Some of you come into my coaching and guiding spaces. You're hopeful. You want change. You say all the right things. But here's the pattern. You ignore the spiritual action points. You delay the ruqya. You don't read what I ask you to read. You keep asking for help, but you're not following the process. You're showing up halfway and expecting full results. Let me be honest with you. Shifa doesn't come to the lazy. It doesn't come to the half-hearted. And it doesn't come to the ones who keep trying to outsmart Allah's system. You want healing? Then walk through the fire of change. Drop the excuses. Drop the distractions. Drop the entitlement. This work is not for spectators. You want to lose the weight, clear your skin, feel peace in your heart, get rid of the stomach pain, the headaches, the insomnia, then stop running in circles. The healing is already written for you, but your actions are either welcoming it or blocking it. So here's what I'll leave you with. Clean your food, filter your water, purify your heart, do ruqya consistently, repent sincerely, and stop looking for quick fixes that let you stay in sin. Because the ones who heal are the ones who humble themselves before Allah first, not last. If this message shook something inside you, good. Let it wake you up. And if you're serious about walking the path of real healing, mind, body, and soul, then stop looking for shortcuts. Start following the process. Healing is near, but you need to stop blocking it. Until the next time, take care of your body, but more importantly, take care of your obedience, because that's where the doors to Shifa begin to open. Assalamu alaikum.